Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. So I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. We're going to talk a little bit about mining in Mexico in this particular segment. Very, very important subject to me, because Kathy and I happen to be invested in probably a dozen or so mines in Mexico. Got my friend Dr. Peter McGaw with me right now. Pete is the foremost authority, in my opinion, on mining in this particular country. Pete, you put together a study, specifically you put together a chart, which depicts the amount of gold production and silver production in Mexico historically, quite some time. Looking at that chart, I noticed that there was a huge spike in the last few years in terms of gold and silver production. What's going on?
Well, what's going on is that Mexico has been historically underexplored for many years, basically since 1961. This chart you refer to links historic events, technological breakthroughs, discoveries, wars, and so on to silver and gold production in Mexico on a timeline. And what you see is that over the last 5 years, with mines and deposits that have been found for the most part over the last 10 years, that Mexico's gold production has gone from 800,000 ounces a year to 2.7 million, and silver production has gone from around 100 to 160 million ounces of silver a year. So essentially a 50% increase in the production of silver, and more than double, actually a triple, on the production of gold. And that's because major deposits were found. The permitting and regulatory environment was such that you could put something into production fairly quickly once you found it, and that, well, obviously all fueled by increased price of silver and gold. So a lot of these are very large-scale mining operations.
You know, Pete, I have to tell you, I have been investing in Mexico for probably, actively, I would have to say, for probably the past 5 or 6 years, okay, and you actually piqued my interest when we were both doing consulting work for the same company, a little gold company up in British Columbia. But you and I started talking silver back in 03, 04 in that area, and Mexico. And I have to tell you, I think that the importance of Mexico really isn't realized by enough investors. I think many investors focus on the fact that there's a drug issue down there, for example. There's at times violence down in Mexico. But what those folks don't realize is the degree of violence, the degree of the drug problem is fractional compared to the degree of the mining industry to the country. And I have to believe that no government authority in Mexico is going to do anything other than support the mining industry because of what the mining industry gives back to the Mexican people in terms of improving infrastructure, in terms of improving educational systems, and on and on and on. Am I way off base on that?
In a lot of ways, you're quite right. There is the political reality that the government officials are not going to make decisions in favor of large multinational corporations over Mexican, essentially peasant farmers. So there have been some social issues that have arisen in certain cases. Some companies have had some issues with some of those entities simply because the government won't step in. Or is slow to step in, but when they do, they give full support, and typically the problems get resolved. It just takes a little while.
Well, but that was the point I was trying to make, is that with all of the added benefits that the mining industry brings to Mexico, whether you're talking about the state governments, whether you're talking about the local governments, whether you're talking about the national government, the federal government down there, they're pretty damn supportive of the mining industry.
Oh, yes, very much so.
Yeah. Now, let's talk a little bit about some companies. I happen to be invested in a couple of companies that you're involved in. One of them is a little exploration company called Canacel Resources. Interest of full disclosure, Big Al owns shares in Canacel, which he purchased by writing a check, for lack of better terms. I'm invested through the Encompass Fund in Mag Silver as another example. What are some of your, in your opinion, five or six companies that people should take a look at. And if you have an equity interest in them, please disclose that.
Well, yeah, I have an equity interest in MAG, obviously, as co-founder of the company. A lot depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for companies that have made big discoveries that are moving toward production, MAG is certainly on that. We've got a
definitely.
We've got a plan, an early initial development plan with our partners at Fresnillo, and we expect to be producing silver by 2017. We'll produce an average of 14 million ounces of silver for 14 years once that thing is into production. Exelon Resources, which I also found the deposit, I also have shares in Exelon, has the Platosa deposit. Recently, a press release has come out that sort of near source or more proximal style mineralization has been found, indicating that the system could get a lot bigger fairly soon. Canisil, in which I don't own shares directly, but MAG has a joint venture agreement with them. We can earn 60% of their Esperanza property.
Right.
And you know, we like that because of the historic width and grade that's been found on the property and the fact that it's in the Fresnillo silver trend, which is the most productive trend for silver deposits in the world. 10% of all the world's silver comes out of the Fresnillo trend. So I look at companies, and there's other opportunities. If you look within the big belts, the belts of big deposits in Mexico, those are the places where major discoveries will be made. I work with a company called Candente Gold. I'm on their board of directors, so I have shares and options and all of that stuff. They've picked up the El Oro district. They now own 70% of it. They got it from Goldcorp. That's Mexico's historic largest gold-dominated system, produced about 8 million ounces of gold. And because of politics and history, the property has been tied up since the late 50s without anybody really being able to apply modern understanding of vein systems to it. So there's a number of good opportunities out there for companies that are focused on making large-scale, high-grade discoveries. And those are the things that will get you through times of uncertain market conditions and uncertain prices better than anything else.
Absolutely better than anything else. Got a couple of minutes left here, Pete. What drew you to Mexico? Now, you and your family live down in Tucson now, so just a hop, skip, and a jump away from your backyard. Your backyard, so to speak, is your area that you work in. But what drew you to that part of the world?
The people, the food, and the geology, the geologic potential of Mexico and its mineral endowment is absolutely spectacular. So it's a great place to work.
It's a great place to work, and you've obviously had some real success down there. MAG Silver, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but MAG is probably one of the biggest success stories in the silver sector of the last, I'd say, 5 or 6 years.
I wouldn't argue with that characterization.
I think that's obviously very true. Well, we're looking for the same things to happen from certainly from some of the smaller exploration companies. Pete, one last question. Where do you see the price of gold and silver in the midterm? And I would define the midterm of over the next 3 years. And why?
Well, I don't claim to have a crystal ball. And when I have made predictions like this in the past, I've almost always been wrong to one degree or another. I would prefer to go back and say, I look for deposits that would have made money under $4.50 silver price and $350 gold. And if I can find things that would make money under those prices, I don't have to worry that much about whether silver goes up or gold goes up 10, 15, 20% or goes down 20 or 30%. I'm still well over the bar. So that's why philosophically my exploration style is go for grade, stay with grade, and then you get to sleep at night.
Go for grade, stay with grade, and then you get to sleep at night. You know, there's really absolutely no question whatsoever about that. You know, that leads me back to a conversation that I had probably, oh gosh, 7 or 8 years ago. Gold was somewhere in, you know, approaching $500 an ounce or thereabouts, and the price of gold started to go up, then it flipped back down again. And I reminded listeners who expressed a certain amount of trepidation about the industry, I said, you know what, anytime you have a company that's profitable at $450 gold and commensurate at a commensurate value in silver, you're going to be able to sleep at night. Pete, thanks so much, my friend.
Thank you, Al. Pleasure.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. As you know, this program is being produced. This particular edition, I guess is a better way to put it, is being produced exclusively from the Silver Summit over in Spokane, Washington. I've got an old friend with me right now. His name is Pasha Roberts. Pasha's been on the show before. Pasha is a graduate of MIT, financial engineering. I don't even know how to spell that. That shows you how slow Big Al can be at times. But Pasha has a real passion, and he's turning his passion into his life's work. Pasha is in the business of informing people of things that are really going on in our economy. I think that's a fairly good assessment. And you've just produced a movie that will be released in January. But before we talk about that, and by the way, you can watch the trailer to that movie just by clicking on that on our site. You also did, and I think it was very, very timely, a piece of film work dealing with the reality of Social Security. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Sure. I mean, that was our first economic foray after a lot of financial video work. But it was basically a story about a kid who gets this. It's called Save Sonny. It's on the web. But it's a kid who gets his first paycheck for $32. You know, and $32 goes to FICA, and who's FICA? And it just kind of follows the story of him following the money and trying to figure out what happens and how the Social Security Trust Fund works and what's going to happen and kind of the demographic time bomb that's built into that. But overall, it represents just a way to use storytelling or narrative as a way to describe economic things as opposed to yet another documentary or a look at pie charts and numbers.
You know, the thing I like about this guy, I have to tell you, is that I do what I do because of a passion. I don't do what I do because I want to become the richest person in the universe. I do what I do because I really believe in what I'm doing. You're cut from the same cloth quite a bit.
Yeah, I've been working for 3 years with no pay on this movie. We will hope to make it back when it gets out into the theaters.
I'll bet you do. Let's talk a little bit about the movie. We've talked about it before. It is called The Silver Circle.
Silver Circle.
It's geared towards younger people, if I'm not mistaken, 16 to 30. And that, to me, that's younger, Pacha.
Right.
Okay.
I'm older than that, too. So.
Tell us about the movie.
Sure. Silver Circle, it is a story about an economic crash in 2019 and a Federal Reserve gone out of control. And some would say it's already out of control, but it's even more so at this point. And a group of rebels that are fighting back to take control of the currency and their lives. And one of the main ways that's especially interesting to people here at this conference is that they make their own money out of silver as a competing currency against the dollar. So a key part of the story is the rebels are fighting back and forth, cat and mouse, about what the rebels are doing and trying to shut down their silver operations. And it's if somebody wants to follow all the economics of it, it's reverse Gresham's law. It's happened in Central America over and over again during their crashes. If they don't want to and just have fun with the car chases and romance and all that, that's all in there as well. But the idea is really to have a great story, but with a real political economic backbone to it, with ideas in it.
But I find to be really interesting about the movie, and I know one of the reasons that you're here in Spokane at the Silver Summit is there is probably significantly more fact than fiction in this movie you're doing.
It's become more and more so as we went in. I mean, when we started, I started basically the week after Lehman crashed. When Lehman crashed, I said, oh my goodness, this is going to be the biggest, this could be the mother of all stories if we did it right. It took a while to format that into move over to the Federal Reserve and to turn it into what it is now. But that's turned out really well. And we sounded kind of crazy when we started. A lot of people were talking about Federal Reserve 3 years ago, except for Ron Paul. And at this point, it's in the news every day. People are more and more suspicious of it. And people are starting to understand, from a storytelling, from a comic book point of view, if you're a comic book creator, which you're not, it's the ultimate bad guy. It's very James Bond. It's the secret society that's controlled the world's money supply for 100 years. So,
you know, I have to tell you, Pasha, the more I get into this thing, and I've been involved in this particular sector for almost 30 years now, but, you know, I'll tell you, I'm a living example of you can teach an old dog new tricks. You know, I got to tell you, the more I get involved in doing some of the reading, virtually all of the articles that are coming out right now, kind of about the genre, I guess I'll use that term that you're talking about, I'm starting to see, unfortunately for me, just a whole bunch of truth in, something as obvious as Social Security, I mean, that's a no-brainer. Anybody can understand that, you know, if they stop and think about it. But this thing regarding the failure of the Federal Reserve and, you know, the instigation of a silver currency or what have you, I can see that happening. And I have actually put my money where my mouth is in the sense that Kathy and I buy silver rounds.
Yeah.
And we take possession, man.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. It's... You know, we had to change the economics once in the movie already. We have prices in the movie at, and now it's 20 times current prices. So they, you know, buy a beer for $110 and talks about his life savings being destroyed. But when we started the movie, it was only 10 times. But silver had changed enough during the whole time, and inflation has gone up, and the world's gotten worse enough that we just had to make it more severe. And it's still not severe enough for a lot of people. That's
no,
the sequel.
It's, you know, a lot of people want to put their heads in the sand. Fortunately, not the listeners to this program, but they'll put their heads in the sand and they'll think everything is going to be okay because it's always been okay, whereas in reality, it's always been okay relative to where I see the situation today.
Yeah.
But there have been chinks in the armor for quite some time now. But I think the work you're doing is absolutely critical for one simple reason. You know, for those of you who watch the movie Silver Circle, keep one thing in mind. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to disbelieve it. But you want to watch something like this with an open mind and really stop and think about it before you come to a final conclusion.
Yeah, it's an interesting story, and it tries to tell the human side of what happens during economic crash. And, you know, and it does. It's the only movie I know of where the Federal Reserve is the bad guy. And, you know, just politically, I got tired of so many corporations as the bad guy, as opposed to, well, the Federal Reserve is private, but still it's...
They're what I would call a closely held corporation.
more than
anything else. But I want to tell you, your movie is going to be out now in the theaters right after the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're going to be doing a screening tonight here at the Silver Summit, one at 6:30 and one at 8:30.
Right.
I was actually planning on going out and drinking a load of martinis, but I think instead of that, I'm going to watch the 6:30 showing of the movie, and we'll get Pasha back tomorrow. We'll do a little weekend special that we will air, giving my impression of the movie, and maybe more in the way of insights from Pasha. Got to recommend this movie to you folks. You know, it's something that I think is really worth your time. Gonna have to pay to go to a movie theater to see it, but you know what? Nothing wrong with that picture. Pasha, I really appreciate your time.
Okay, thanks very much. And Big Al, it's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back on the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back from the Silver Summit. Big Al is chatting with his old friend David Morgan. David, how long have we known each other? It's been a while.
12 years. A decade or so, something like that.
Yeah, a long, long time. David is definitely our go-to guy for silver. He has been around a long time. David got me involved, Kathy and I guess I should say, involved in buying silver down at the $14 level when we started to buy it in kind of in size, I guess you might say, and we bought it from somebody who you recommended. So, been a good deal.
Good.
To say the least. Hey, Dave, you and I were chatting about the manipulation theory, GATA, the Jeff Christian side of the story, et cetera, et cetera. And you and I think, kind of fall somewhere in the middle of both of those guys. You maintain, as I do, but I'd like you to explain it, that in terms of long-term trends, manipulation is not going to work there. But in terms of short-term events, sure. I mean, just by a major trade, could have an impact on the price of silver. Can you elaborate a little bit on that for us?
Sure. In fact, Al, I think the first time I did it in a real public forum was at the Silver Summit 2 years ago, and you were actually the moderator of that. And I think there were four people. It was myself, Jeff Christian, Bill Murphy, Roger Wigand, and there might have been a fifth. I don't recall. But there were those four. And you asked the question, is the market manipulated? And Jeff Christian stood up and said, if any of my guys raise their hand, yes, you're fired. And he said, no, it's not. And then Murphy said, yes. And then it was my turn. And I said, well, I'm sitting in the middle, and I'm in the middle. I go, you cannot possibly manipulate the long-term trend. The free market forces, as big or as little as they are, do exist still, even in a manipulated market. And the overall trend is up for both gold and silver. But within that trend, all markets move really on one thing and one thing only. Every time I'm interviewed on CNBC or BNN or one of these outfits, they ask me, well, why did the price of silver go up? And it's like, because, you know, Bernanke said this or QE2 was announced or whatever. That may hold some weight, but the honest-to-God answer is there's more buying pressure than selling pressure, and that's why it went up. And unless you ask each individual what their individual decision was, you don't know the real reason why it went up. All you know is there's more buying pressure.
Okay, but purely and simply, when you talk about the Bernanke's, you know, Bernanke's actions, you talk about QE2, QE3, QE27, whatever, those were all short-term events.
Right, so coming back on point, on February 29th of this year, there were 500 million ounces of silver sold in a matter of seconds, and that took the price of silver down tremendously. And my contention that is that manipulation is yes, because anyone that's sophisticated in the markets knows exactly what will happen with that kind of volume in that short a period of time.
Sure.
And they know that the price is going to go down substantially. They don't know to the penny, but they got a pretty good idea. So someone that's going to benefit from that event, or someone's, is probably more accurate, trigger those events. And you could go into who, where, when, and why, but I'm really not interested in that. Objectively, it was a takedown of the market, it was deliberate, and the reasons for it we could argue all day. Conversely, if you look at the uptrend before that takedown, you see the market in silver go from roughly the $30 level to $48 level on huge volume. So again, it proves the point. Large volume buying moves it up. Large volume on selling moves it down. And there are entities out there that want the price to be marked down in gold and silver from time to time. And there's a lot of information that you can dig out if you're willing to do the research. The one point I'll make, the Working Group on Financial Markets does exist. It's the Secretary of Treasury, it's the Fed, it's the President. I mean, it's the top of the elite that have the ability by law to come in and manipulate markets whenever they darn well choose. So for people to say that there isn't any, they ought to just do a little bit of research. Look at the Working Group on Financial Markets, read it, and understand, yes, they have the authority to do so, and yes, they do it. Do they do it daily, every trade? No, of course not.
Okay, but here's the interesting question. In some cases, I would maintain that their actions are almost necessary given the tenuous nature of our economy. I mean, you know, you have a couple of major, major down days in the conventional market, and I could argue it would be game over simply because of the psychological impact, Dave.
That's a real tough one for me to answer, Al. I mean, trying to be a purist and objective, I see your point. But yet, what you're doing, from my, as an analogy, is like it's when you tell that white lie, and then you have to lie on top of that to keep it going. Then it gets a bigger lie and a bigger lie and a bigger lie, because basically we're living a lie. You cannot print
well.
Wealth.
Of course we're living a lie.
Yeah, and that's the problem. So when do you admit it? Do you admit it when the damage would just, you know, wipe out, you know, this many people? Or do you let the lie get so big that when the lie, the truth finally comes out, it wipes out everybody? I mean, that's the point I would like you to think about. I personally have thought about this a great deal. I'm not certain, but I think at this point, I'd rather just see the truth come out and let the cards fall where they may. I mean, people in this audience know they've protected themselves to some level with precious metals, and when this house of cards comes down, it's not going to be a pretty event.
I agree 100% with you, but the fact of the matter is, from a practical standpoint, and I want to stress this, I agree with you. I'm on record on our show. I'm on record at various conferences as saying the house needs to be rebuilt. I firmly believe that, and ultimately it will. But if people are of a mind that they want to kind of, you know, they want to drag this thing out, they don't want to have tremendous economic and social, quite frankly, suffering, then I think one could argue that, you know, the organization that you're talking about has, you know, that they have a valid action. Is it a correct action? Not in my mind, you know, but I think in terms of for the goodness of everybody, short term, it might make sense.
Well, in a way, but again, my argument would be this. You're looking for an easier, softer way. It's like, okay, let me just transition this. We'll pretend the system is okay. We'll prop it up. We'll do the bubble gum and baling wire. We'll keep it going until we get our way out of this. And if you study history as long as I have, and I say you haven't, but I've looked at it hard and deep, and nothing starts fresh without a complete collapse.
Of course not.
And so this is the problem. It's when do you take, you know, and the markets are smarter than any government official. They're smarter than the Working Group on Financial Markets. The market is the market. And so it could happen a day, you know, day after tomorrow. I'm not predicting that, folks. Or it could take a lot longer than that. I'm sure it's going to be longer than that. But the point is, it will happen. And how it occurs, no one can predict exactly. There'll be pockets that are probably relatively unscathed, and there'll be areas that will be devastated.
Dave, you know, I have to say, I had an interesting conversation. I was, after the panel yesterday, I was walking across the lobby, and a number of our listeners stopped me, and husband and wife in particular, and the husband said, do you really think that this thing is going to come crashing down? Is that why you and your wife are buying gold and silver, et cetera, because you think this major crash is imminent, for lack of better terms? You know, and the thing that I said, and I'm pretty sure you would agree with me on this, and that is, you got to use common sense. You have to get ready for any eventuality, for lack of better terms. And that's, you know, as I explained to him, you know, I'm not going to put all my eggs in one basket, because there are various things that could happen in my lifetime, you know. And consequently, I think diversification is clearly the best way to go.
Well, the best study on the subject, there's several, but as Ibbotson and Associates, they're very objective. One of the best research firms out of Chicago, their number's 15%. I've been saying 10%,
yeah.
And then I said 20% if you're really worried, and you don't need more than that.
You know what? We've got some common sense here. I agree with you 1,000%. And, you know, in terms of our listeners who are 100% invested in silver or 100% invested in gold, we've got a really active blog, 2.5 million people on it over the past year documented. And I have to tell you, my response to these people, and they think I'm nuts, but my response is, come on, you know, you got to diversify in our business. You know what else you have to do in our business? You got to listen to what David Morgan has to say. We've had a banner for David's website on our site probably for the last 10 years or so. David has an excellent service. David is a very, very bright individual. Get numerous comments about him on our blog. Fortunately for me, because I really like the guy, most of the comments are very, very positive. But you know what? It's a pleasure to have David on the show. We get him on about once a month or so. He's a very, very bright man. Check out his website. He's the best in the business, in my opinion, when it comes to silver. Dave, thanks so much.
Thank you, Al.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report from the Silver Summit. I'm sitting here with a good friend of mine, Vaaman Yamini. Played a couple rounds of golf with Vaaman's son 2 weeks ago, I guess it was. This kid is really good, is about all I can say. It was a pleasure playing golf with him. Got Kevin Hudak with us also. Kevin has been on the show a number of times. Kevin is a stockbroker who specializes in resource companies. I've known Kevin since he was recommended by my friend Jay Taylor in his newsletter years and years ago. Nice guy, I have to say. Kevin, I want to ask you to kind of handle this interview in the sense that Bauman is the president of Canasol Resources. I have to say, in the interest of full disclosure, I am an investor in Canasol Resources. I own a fair amount of stock in it, and I'm very, very comfortable with that. I am not even close to being unbiased. And Bauman and his family are also good friends of Kathy's and mine. So I'm not arm's length, buddy, but I bet you can be. You have any questions for Bauman?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Al. Well, first, for full disclosure, I do not own any of Canasol stock, mainly because of corporate concerns, and so I just stay out of that particular venue. But Canasol has had a roller coaster ride here in the last 18 months, 2 years. And can you give us, Bauman, a overview of where the company has been and then where it is going, including your new projects, and where they are in its life term?
Certainly, Kevin, you're right. The share price has been extremely volatile along with the resource markets. We are highly leveraged to the price of gold and silver and base metals, as well as to economic conditions and the resource markets in general. So with the uptrend in the resource markets and increasing silver prices, particularly early in 2011, our share price went up to as high as 60 cents. And after that, with the corrections in silver, it came down. With the economic problems in the U.S., the debt questions in the U.S. and Europe, it was very flat. And down towards the end of 2011, there was quite a good pickup in January, February of 2012, both with gold and silver prices going up and more optimism in the markets. And we went back up to close to 40 cents. And then since then, again, with more concerns in Europe, in the U.S. in terms of the economic conditions, recently with some slowdown in the economies in the Far East as well, and also gold and silver prices being flattened down over the summer, it came down to as low as 9 cents. We have seen in the last month or so more optimism and increase in gold and silver prices, and we see definitely an upward trend. We are now, I think this morning, we traded up to around 20 cents. up from around 12 or 13 cents just a few days ago. And that was on the back of silver, a big increase in silver today. There was about a 50 cent increase in the price of silver, about a $11-$12 increase in the price of gold. So you can see how high the leverage is to the price of gold and silver and economic conditions in the resource market.
Can you give us a short overview of your projects in Mexico and your joint venture projects with MAG and affiliates?
Certainly. While there are these fluctuations in the short term with the silver and gold prices and economic conditions, our long-term focus in Canasol is to acquire large world-class projects. And we have at least four of those in Mexico. We have one in British Columbia, Canada. One of those projects, La Esperanza, which is an extremely large project, potential for a high-grade silver mineralized system, is optioned to MAG. MAG Silver, as everyone knows, is an extremely successful explorer. It's a $700-800 million market cap, extremely well-funded, very well-recognized management team. Their agreement is to spend $5 million over 4 years, from September 2010 to September 2014, to earn a 60% interest in the project. They are now entering year three. They have already spent close to $2 million. This year, between September 2012 to September 2013, they have to spend $1.5 million in order to keep their interest in the project. And that will go on from September 2013 to 2014 with an additional $2 million. So over the next 2 years, potentially $3.5 million to be spent on the project. They're now just about to start on a drill program, on a phase two drill program on the project, which will be a 3,500-meter drill program.
Do you have any early look at the first phase of drilling, and how does it look?
You know, before I turn the mic back to Bob and Kevin, one thing I want to bring out here is I have been an investor in Canasol for what's been probably 2.5 years or thereabouts now. It is a fairly volatile company in terms of share price, but I think Bauman summed it up really, really well when he said, you know, we're closely related to the price of silver, and we're also closely related to the overall tenure of the resource exploration market. And if for anyone who believes that there is going to be a bit of a reversal. I mean, silver's held up very, very nicely, in my opinion. The resource sector has not done very well, as evidenced by the fact that Canasol stock was trading as low as 9 cents. As you brought out, it's trading at 20 cents now. The interesting thing about that is that's over 100% increase. Kathy and I are putting our money where our collective mouths are, in the sense that we continue to invest in the real estate sector for the reason that we see a significant strengthening here. Anyway, didn't mean to interrupt.
Not at all. Of course, you meant you're investing in the resource sector, not the real estate sector. So no problem there at all.
It's okay, though.
Well, where the project you asked, the question was, what have MAG seen so far? They've completed an airborne geophysical survey on the project. When they optioned the project from us, it was 20,000 hectares, about 200 square kilometers, and they added another 50,000 hectares because of their belief that this is a potentially a very large district scale system and could be hosting a world class mineralized system. They've done airborne surveys that gives them a lot of confidence in terms of what they're seeing in the region. There are four different vein systems. The phase one drill program did a step-out program on one of the veins, and they had three very encouraging intercepts there. They are now going on to another one of the veins, which has about a 1.2-kilometer strike, and they're looking for these veins with the long strike lengths, which could potentially host large mineral deposits. So they will be exploring that. They will go on to test the other veins as well. So they're systematically working through the project and the mineralized system there to try to create value.
Is there a time frame that MAG is looking at and you're looking at to where you can define the resource and then look at feasibility studies and then look at bringing a mine on or bringing in a mining company to turn it into a mine, the processing facilities, and then actually go into production? Is there a timeline?
Well, I think that would be down the road. We are now initially looking at the discovery stage. So we have a exploration project, and you have to make those initial discoveries which indicate a significant resource. And that would be, I think, in the next couple of years, we're working on that discovery process. And that is where you actually get the highest value added, the highest value increase in the project value and in terms of the effect on our share price. After that comes the process of infill drilling to define the resource and the size of the resort, and then the question of feasibility, the preliminary economic assessment studies, feasibilities, and then going on to considering production comes after that. So I think we're a way off from that at this time.
Okay, so phase two drilling started now, or it started a month ago. That will run for 8-12 months?
The phase two drill program is a 3,500-meter drill program. Typically, MAG can get that done in a matter of probably 2 to 3 months at the most. It goes fairly quickly. If everything's working well, the drills work pretty fast, and they'll go through that 3,500 meters. Typically, they can drill up to 50, 60 meters per day, depending on the rock conditions, and then you've got some layovers going from changeovers from one hole to the next, so that the 3,500 meters is potentially around 60 days of drilling.
Okay. Actually, I did not mean real estate. I actually did mean the resource sector, but you may have a surprise. What the heck, Bauman? I may buy all the ground that your company owns in Mexico. You never know. Having said that, so that's what Kevin Hudak looks at. Those are some of the preliminary questions that he would ask of a company that he was beginning to perhaps discuss with some of his clients. Kevin, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome.
And Bauman, thank you so much for your time. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoyed the show. We originated this entire program from the Silver Summit over here in Spokane, Washington. It has certainly been our pleasure to attend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food,
defending your home and family,
surviving tornadoes,
water filtration and purification,
build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown,
dollar collapse,
skyrocketing food and fuel prices,
earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo,
Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th,
Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli,
Dr. Norman Sheely,
Dr. Joel Wallach,
Matt Stein,
The Freeze Dry Guy,
Missouri Storm Shelters,
Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one day and $15 weekend passes available online now.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.